Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Yo, what's good? Dave James, OBP in the building, transmitting live from Mars, 9:01 p.m. Y'all know what time it is. Midwest E be joining us rather shortly. But I was just like skimming through the full pardon list that Trump put out. Yo, he got a lot of
shit on that list.
Yo, my God. I'm like, yo, he just got everybody out of a bid that got jammed up under his numbers. Yo, this is crazy, son. Sitting there reading it, I'm like, yo, this thing is wild. But you know, what do you expect? Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. Obviously, the talk of the town today is Chucks and Pearls, or whatever they call them, the Pearls and Chucks. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I swear. Okay, you breaking up.
The appropriation of the day.
Man, shit. It is crazy, y'all. Everybody, I'm here. Everybody was just like all over that. It's cool, though. I ain't understanding these niggas live. Had a moment. I'm happy that they have. That's how I look at it. I'm just not with the, you know, with the crowd type shit like that. You know what I mean? I mean, hopefully it wasn't for dudes to be doing anyway, I don't think. But you know, you never know. But everybody and their mom was on that shit today. And good for them. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of black girl magic out there today. A lot of black girl magic out there. We'll get into a little bit of that later. The young lady with the poem. Now, did anybody ever get translation what J-Lo said when she broke into him?
No, I did not get, you know, whatever rallying cry or, you know, I seen a meme. It's an episode of South Park when Carmen Hand was supposed to be Jennifer Lopez. And they stuck her head on that shit, son, and did the fucking translation as the Cartman. And it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man. The internet is the undisputed champ of making a bad thing worse. You know what I mean? Quickly.
Or making a bad thing good.
Yeah, one way or the other. The internet is undefeated when it comes to that reign of terror. So beware. Don't get caught slipping because you may become a victim of the latest meme or some shit. You know what I mean? Get into the wrong hands. Not good. Not good at all.
So dead ass. Mm-hmm. If you had a picture, and it wasn't a bad picture, but you had a picture and you went viral off that shit, like you became a meme, how would you feel? Like dead ass. Like how would you feel?
I mean, if it was the butt of a joke, I feel kind of fucked up about it. But if it was something that, you know, I'm just going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? If it was semi-flattering, then yeah, you know, I'd write that one down as one for the books. I could take to the grave with me. Like I had that one shining moment, you know what I mean, my 15 seconds, and it was well spent. Yeah, if I could come back with that story, then you know, who would, I guess, really deny any kind of indirect popularity that you wasn't searching for. It just kind of, it was organic. You know what I mean? I think anybody would appreciate that, but yeah, to be on some shit like, you know, I can't even think of what's an embarrassing one, but like, you know, on the other end of that classic Sharkeesha No, or be on the other end of the eight ball clap, shit like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was that or like the crackhead pops crying, like, you know, if I was that some kind of running theme that you could apply on every situation because of how that came, I wouldn't appreciate that too much. If it was what it was, you know what, I can't change history. But initially, I'd be pretty fucked up over that. That'd be like when Will Smith went home to Philly over the summer and found out they named the chicken sandwich after him. Like, you know,
the chicken wheel.
Yeah, the chicken wheel episode. Like, you know, that wouldn't be no fun. But, you know, at the end of the day, certain shit's out of your control. So, you know, social media is a funny place. Funny place.
Facts.
Gotta be careful out there. Can't get caught slipping. But anyway, we're gonna go to break and we're gonna get into this inauguration thing and the takeaway from it. And, you know, maybe a few things to ponder along the way. You know, in this show, we always like to talk about the conversations that's not being had and the questions that they don't ask. So, you know, we're definitely going to ask some of those questions and have some of those conversations on the other side of this. Not in a draining way. We're not going to, you know, try to take the air out of the balloon. But at the end of the day, we're still going to be up front and forthright. Yes, sir.
If you look into the eastern sky,
mm-hmm.
you'll see you just set off the biz signal. So I got
Uh-oh.
A feeling.
That was a bad nigga. That's a biz signal.
The biz signal.
That was a biz signal. The tinfoil hat, nigga. The tinfoil hat hit the sky.
Yeah.
The tinfoil hat. It hit the sky. Oh boy. All right. Well, let's see if he answers the call. I don't know if we're gonna care to put a wager on it. Friendly wager.
Pause. If he doesn't show up, I'll go ahead and for the sake of the pause, the group chat, I'll knock out 25. If he doesn't show up,
you'll knock out 25 what?
I'll knock off 25 pushes. I'll give you 25 pushes if you don't.
Okay, all right. Are we doing the fitness challenge? Oh, I'm with that. All right. I'm with that.
You know, it's 2021. I've been doing all right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you on that. That's light work. Oh, there he is. All right, so we're going to go to break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about this, and we'll move forward. We'll let Z know about a little wager, friendly bet. 909, we'll be right back, y'all.
Jump, but it bumps me up, blends me like
9-12, we're back. Had to drop some classic shit on y'all real quick. Funny story about the youngsters. Yeah, funny story about the youngsters, though. When they was popular, mid-90s, early mid-90s, me and a couple of my boys from Brooklyn ran into them dudes in Portsmouth, Virginia. I think they was out there probably doing a show somewhere, probably in Norfolk Safeway, and I don't know, but they was probably out there doing a show or something. And we ran into these dudes at a McDonald's out there. And, like, I saw them from across the show. I was like, yo, that's the youngster niggas or whatever like that. And it was, like, six of us. And we all tried to run over there to go say what up to them niggas. They saw us running across the street towards them. They ran off. We was like, yo. I mean, it was dark outside of shit. And it was, like, six of us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I get it. I get it. In hindsight, I get it. But, you know, at the time, I was like, yo, what's up? Where y'all niggas going? They like, we just want to say what's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Niggas took off. They knew where they was at.
Yeah, I know. And they didn't know if we was local niggas or not. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because it was dark outside. But anyway, I thought that was a funny story. I was watching Color early today, and they was performing this song at the end of the show. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to play that shit tonight. I ain't heard that song in a minute. So, shout out to the youngsters. They had a shining moment that nobody talks about in hip hop. Philly cats too, Philly boys. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Philly always had some artists. You know what I mean? That made some kind of waves.
They keep one relevant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had some kind of artists. But and ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed, that's Midwest Z. He has joined us. You know, he's a man that wears many hats out there in Omaha. So you know. You never know when duty calls on which one it is. So, welcome to the show. Did you get a chance to see the inauguration at all?
I did.
All right. Awesome. I want to say this before we get into it. I know they talked about it a whole lot, but you can't front. Michelle Obama's pantsuit was kind of fly. She was crushing. I can't even front. I didn't see it happen live because I tuned in a little late because my kids were still in school. So I tuned in a little late when the introductions came in. But when I saw like the playback, I said, okay. I said, well, all right. It's going to be a monkey be a gorilla, right? You. No pun intended.
She came through
tipping on
when they got when they got out the whip and they was walking.
Yeah,
into
I missed all of that. I missed
oh,
all of that.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. I caught.
And I was like,
seen,
right.
Ooh. I
yeah,
seen people
I
before line or like shady room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I missed all of that. I haven't even seen that playback yet.
And they would make it so cold. Like Barack looking real South Side Chicago, like he looking at the cameras like, yeah, y'all
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Right,
nigga.
Y'all see it.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Yo,
y'all know what it is.
He walked. First of all, he walked in there. He had her hand on the gangster lean though, right? Like not the outside grab, but the inside grab. Like it was different.
The inside cuff where you can't even see her hand.
He had the inside.
Yeah, okay.
He was like, y'all see it, right?
Yeah.
You want some? Nah,
that's that thing.
Not happening.
Yeah, that's mine right here.
He was so swagged out. You could tell he just came back from somewhere. His hand was all sleek, right? Hand lines was on straight. So I'm like, yo, these two right here. And then A-Rod, though. My man A-Rod. He was holding it down.
I missed the whole red carpet, B. I missed all of the red carpet. I missed all that action.
It was,
but, I'll say this also, that, you know, we subscribe to a lot of so-called conspiracy theories, but the one I am not willing to go along with right now is that the one,
she's
I don't know
man.
If you guys
the
are
Michael heard. Shit?
Yes. No, yeah, that, no, that she's a man. Like, I can't.
The Michael shit.
I can't wrap my mind around that, yo. Like, I can't believe technology could be that good. I don't think they could recreate it that well.
I'm not going to front. When she was walking down the stairs, I did look, just because that's in the back of my mind.
No, everybody, like, you're gonna check, only because we know the sources that story came from. Some of them are reliable. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
The only reason why it made me take a second thought about it, because the one or two, or maybe like the two places that I heard from separately, separate different times, are very credible sources any other time. So it's like, it's so hard for me to like pause to like really wrap my mind around that being
the only thing that
a
the only
plane.
Thing that kept me out of that loop was seeing her pregnant photos.
Yeah, I get it, but you know, but just sort of saying, but you know, technology is a motherfucker nowadays, B. And that's, you know,
no.
You know what I mean? It but the fatty looked too legit, fam. The fatty looked too. Yo, when she was wearing one of those ballroom dresses or whatever, it was one year she wore it to some kind of black tie event that they hosted or whatever. I can't remember what she had on, but I saw that fatty. I said, there's no way that was born with testicles. No way. They don't make them that way. If they had testosterone in their body, at least some part of it, it just doesn't work that way. Science won't allow that.
But like my man from work, he's a white boy. He said, if Michelle Obama's a man, I'm sucking his dick. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Now, see, And I can't even say I understand what you're saying. No, that's out of pocket, nigga. Fuck that. That's where I draw the line.
No, but he's always out of pocket. But when he said that, everybody stopped and looked at him like, bro.
Yeah, no.
Bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, he sounds like he gets pegged.
Exactly.
Nah, he's just a white boy. He's just a white boy that dates black women. So.
Hey, well, I'm pretty sure he's
outlandish
for it. I'm pretty sure he's been pegged before. If he's that outlandish, that's right in his wheelhouse. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, no way. Then to be comfortable to say that shit in public, no way.
Yeah, I know.
All bets are off with that guy.
Yeah.
Put
yeah.
nothing past that.
Agreed.
Fact.
Agreed.
But yeah, man.
Man.
I thought that was a highlight to me. Obviously, you know, what I thought was very congruent in there was the representation of female presenters of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a straight woman, you know, power to the power today. You know what I'm saying? They gave it up for the lady. And I thought that was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of, you know, they're trying to repair the image. You know what I mean? They're on damage control right now. This party, this regime is on quote-unquote damage control. All right? And that term could be used in either way you look at it. Maybe more image control, image repair. They're trying to repair the image right now. Because all the motives are going to be still the same. But I thought that was dope.
You think they're going to get eight? I know this is day one. But you really think they're going to get eight?
Eight what?
8 years? Hell no. I heard the plan was just get him out so that they could just set up for the next one who they really want. I heard that was the plan. Just get him out.
Survive 8 years. So,
no, not even.
I feel like Steve was saying, I think they're warming the plate for your.
Who they really
so
want.
I'm gonna say this. There's a couple, and I've said this before. I don't care about Buttigieg's sexual preference, the dude's ideals. And plus, all the laws that he would have passed are already passed. So you got to have nothing to worry about with that. And Michael Yang, you got to be watching. Yo, that dude right there.
He's smart.
A lot of shit.
No, he knows. I fucked with what he was talking about in some of
Me
those debates.
Too.
I thought about
Big
what you
time.
Said. I said that shit is not a bad idea. It's really not a bad idea. He made a lot of sense.
He's an economist. So he knows how to build and destroy economies. And when he broke, so everybody was so mad about universal pay. But once he broke it down,
that's what I said.
I was like, yo, y'all
exactly.
gotta be some fools not to
exactly.
want to do that.
Exactly. Like, who wouldn't want that idea to take shape? Like, that's kind of a built in problem solver for a lot of people.
And here's the deal. Doctors wouldn't lose any money. In fact, they'd make more money. Insurance companies wouldn't lose any money. In fact, they'd make more money because people can pick and choose who they want
they can pay for it, and they'll be able to afford it.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Who's
it makes, it makes sense. That shit,
everybody gets
I fuck with that one.
Fuck.
That was probably one of the smart things I heard. And if you do
design a business or create a business, like, okay, you pay taxes on that, but you still pay the same taxes as everybody else.
So if you're successful, be successful. Yeah.
I don't understand why people did not vote for that man. I'll never in my life understand that.
That's a fact. Now, if it came down to it, like,
that dude, Michael
shit like
Yang
that.
Got it together.
That's what I'm saying. Was it Andrew Yang or Michael Yang? Is it Andrew Yang?
Andrew, Michael, whatever, but
yeah,
Yang.
Yeah, okay.
Yang.
Yes, yeah, so Yang, the Yang cat, yeah. Definitely. No, I fuck with those ideals big time. That shit made a lot of sense to me. Everybody's winning. You go that route. Everybody's winning at some point. But the opposition he's going to meet is the fact that that's taking control out of the select few that have the control.
Yep.
That's why that will probably never make the fucking table, because all of the top shelf people that do the lobbying and all that shit that pay the lobbyists to get their shit pushed through are gonna lose their hand in this one.
Yep.
Because then they're not gonna have a stranglehold on who gets what and when. So, you know, there's no way that shit's going to fly unless the oligarch is brought down. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's it. There's no way that's going to happen. No way. Anyway, 9:24, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back and we're going to get into what we think, like we did before, when we found out that he kind of, the whole election process, you know, when he was already had the electoral votes and everything like that. We're going to revisit that now. And that conversation that we had when we asked what is going to be the first things we should expect from this new administration taking place right now, and you know, not even just that, but what should we expect from their plans that they have been promoting during the campaign for a quote unquote better, more united America? So we'll talk a little about that on the other side. That is great. 9:25. See you after this.
Them dirty red dogs done hit the dough, and they got everybody on their hands and knees, and they ain't gonna leave until they find them kids.
Now Dirty Bill Clinton running me some way, told me keep two, bring him back eight, and I only brought him five and stuck his ass for three. Do you
Think that clamp of the sickest goons on me? See, Martell Hall, that's my claim to fame. Where I learned my sickest tricks in the dopey gang. Like my favorite, I call it lemon head delight. When you lick off all the yellow and you sell the white.
Right, well, the pimpin' be is fussy, I be being that wide receiver. That nigga the B.I.G. will make y'all niggas believe. Sippin' on Quavo Gold off in the club, drunk as fuck. Callin' them hoes bitchy and smoking my weed up. When I'm 2 years older, now I'm almost legal. Wanted to live the life of Cadillacs and Impalas and Regals. Fucking around with hoes, bustin' nuts in their mouth. Fucking that same stuff, the slang, lickin' for love off in your jaw, home.
How to get you hyper, reefer makes you calm. Cigarettes give you cancer, wolves make you dumb. What you think is know about the dirty side?
See,
never did I think when I got grown that some peewee sacks have been untook this town. See, life's a bitch, then you figure out why you really got dropped in the dirty side. See, in the third grade, this is what you told. You was bold, you was sold. Now they saying Juice left some head cracked. I bet you Jed Clampett wanted money back. See, Eastbourne, Atlanta through this roadblock. Some like all this slow traffic got to stop. So the big time players off John Freeman way had to find themselves another back street to take. Cause back in the day, we was out of control. We didn't understand all, nigga, that money ain't Joe. That's when me and Big Slate took an oath and swear. Never would we talk, never would we tell. So when they pulled up, bumping rock the bell, we took what we wanted, left them quiet as hell. What you niggas know about the dirty side? Niggas know about the dirty side.
Man, the Cobras got the boys on the lonely back. Kill Paula, that Miss Ashley said it didn't get trapped. Behind the black, behind the green, behind the red tent. Dealers breaking off that floor for the wood chip. A lot of faces ain't around, a lot of folks got shot. Scatter Mac dropping cheese while that Kristoff pop. Been on the ground with Cool Breeze, dropping pounds of beat. Eric Neal is the coolest from a century. Mac Town keeps going old school like Charles. Stankin' like them Lakers and pee my paws. Perry holds the hurting homes, all the homes. Had to feel the pool creek shit, just don't sleep in the dirty side.
2 to 3 to 4, them dirty red dogs done hit the door. And they got everybody on their hands and knees. And they ain't gon' leave until they find them keys. How to get you hyper, reaper makes you calm. Cigarettes give you cancer, when wolves make you dumb.
You niggas know about the dirty side. You niggas know about the dirty side.
Eastern, 8:29 Central. We transmitting live from Mars. I'm Joe VP, DNS and nigga Save James, up in the NYC area, on the ones and twos, and Midwest East Omaha. Mr. Late, but always on time.
That's the end.
Busy. 914-219-0866. Press 1 if you want to engage in the conversation. So, before you had, logged on, Midwest Z, we have a wager. So this type of show, I told DNS, you know, if you go outside and you look to the eastern sky, you'll see a signal with a tinfoil hat. That's the biz signal.
Oh boy.
You know, these type of topics usually bring Benz out. So DNS don't think he's gonna show up.
Nah.
So
I think it's too light. I think it's too
wagering,
light.
We wagering to see, you know, if he's gonna show up. Do you want in on pause? Do you want in on this wager? Yes or no?
Let's do it.
So, do you think he's going to show up, or you don't think he's going to show up?
Okay, so I'm going to say
yes
this.
Yes or no? We don't need an explanation. Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. So, since you said no, if he does show up, you and DNS gotta, it's not nothing that we gotta publicize. If you decide to, then you decide to. But I need 25 push-ups in the,
oh,
you know,
okay,
in the group chat. 25
yeah,
push-ups.
We try to keep
you know,
it healthy.
Chat,
keep
you know,
healthy.
A gentleman's challenge.
Trying to keep it healthy.
Okay. I can do that.
Like straight.
I can commit to that.
We talking like one, two, like all the way up to 25 straight.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Why are you trying to play with my man, Seth? Why are you trying to play with my man, Seth?
Listen, yo, power director is a motherfucking boy. I'll figure it out. I'm good for 20, no bullshit. I'm sorry about that. I'll wean that last 5 hours.
Five more, nigga.
25
strong.
Five more.
So put the 25, nigga.
I got you. I got you.
Yo.
Come
on, baby. Come on, Biz. I'll bet against myself because I eat 25 like it's that shit water, nigga. Come on, Biz. Show up. I got to see this. I'm about to text you. Call in. Nah,
so I'm guessing you both bet that he will call.
No, I said he wasn't. I said this is treading too light for that nigga. Yeah, this is the promo didn't give enough reason to believe we're gonna jump off that diving board tonight.
one enough aluminum.
Yeah, one enough aluminum. The box wasn't open, so he couldn't really see if the roll was crispy or not, man. So one enough aluminum. Yeah, you know what I mean. It was, he see the off-brand aluminum, the great value aluminum from Walmart and shit. He don't see that Reynolds.
It's not Reynolds.
It ain't Reynolds. Nah. So, you know, I don't think he wanna try that one. But, yeah, man, so here we are, right? The quote-unquote new day, a new era, we made it. Yeah, Z's prediction was wrong.
It's funny you say that because John Legend is literally singing that song right now.
What's that?
Little event they have going on. It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
New day? It is. So I propose.
Literally.
I mean, who the fuck isn't saying that today? Honestly. But, Z's prediction was wrong because he thought Joe Biden wouldn't make it off the stage today. We told you it wasn't going to be that serious, nigga. Like, the niggas have... They had niggas sleeping in the Capitol.
They had Sergeant Slaughter.
Word.
Sergeant Slaughter and all the G.I. Joes out there, nigga. Like,
all of
Cobra is not fucking around.
Word. Exactly. Not happening. You hear me?
I hear
you. They had America's finest military officers out there, nigga. all kinds of going on.
Yo, I'm going to tell Balco that he ain't good enough, son. You just said he wasn't good enough to make the
trip, son.
Oh,
he ain't get the call? Yeah. He ain't get the call? You dead wrong for that shit, nigga.
I'm going to tell him you said that shit, B.
I guess he ain't hear you. Well, he'll figure out when he calls him out on it. But anyway, so here we go. Right, so what do you think the first thing off the desk is going to be done? Obviously that's kind of a wild stab in the dark. But my first, then you gonna go for that stimulus thing first, just to kind of get the people to pay attention to whatever he's doing from there.
Yo, he done already signed 17 orders.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Since he swore in.
Since he swore in.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh,
yeah,
shit,
the first
okay.
three.
So he ain't fucking around,
three, he signed three as soon as he got off the podium. And then he did 14 or 15 more. So some of them are executive orders, and we all know how that works. They're just that. It's just an executive order. It doesn't mean it. So they're all going to go to the floor tomorrow. Now, I know one of them is the $1.9 trillion stimulus package. I know the other one is the something with the impeachment, and I know they changed the law to be able to be able to hit him with that that one charge, sedition, because there were some loopholes with all that. And then I know the other thing was, I know one of the other things was something with changing the laws of police brutality and shit like that. Like getting the ball rolling on prosecuting people who are.
The one glaring one that I picked up on, he ordered the immediate termination of the emergency declaration that allowed the Trump administration to start building the wall. That put billions of dollars back into the budget. And
right.
Now they're about to try to figure out the legality of them of him being able, or him trying to divert those funds. So they're going to call it a witch hunt, but they're just basically about to trace the money back. So it could get real ugly for Trump. It could get real ugly if they're able to, you know, really show that he was basically operating outside of the Constitution, and that's the main thing. As far as the sticking point, and if you look at over the course of history, any time where they've tried to publicly prosecute any type of like political figure, they always have to do it, and they always do it under the guise of them violating some constitutional law. The Constitution only applies and it only matters when you run afoul of the government itself or the machine or whatever it is that you're doing anything outside of what the machine has, is whatever the play is at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. Then he went forward as far as extending the moratorium on the evictions. He lifted a bunch of moratoriums that the previous administration had in play. And it's a lot of stuff that on the outside looking in is kind of pushing towards more racial equality as far as hiring within the federal government. And the one thing that he had mandated as far as you have to have a mask on if you're on federal property, and that's for employees as well.
Yep. First one
and
day.
On yep. all federal grounds, you got to be masked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
No exceptions.
Now, I'll say this, you know, a lot of times when we talk about these things, there's sometimes we'd be taking a negative air to what we discuss. Now, I'm going to say this. Do I hope that some actual change comes from these two individuals that are claiming to be able to do all of these great things to help everybody win? Yes, I believe we all do, collectively. I'm speaking about us on this show specifically, just to make sure that we're clear on our perspective on how we talk about and view things. I always like to do that. I always want clarity so that we remain consistent with new listeners, continual listeners or whatever thing like that. We fully want the changes that are being told and promised to us as a community of what community of color that they call us. My whole thing is, you got to show me that you're going to do it at this point. So, yes, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. The same way I am about my Bills playing in the playoffs. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. Do I want them to win? Yes. But am I sure they know how to win at this stage in the game? I'm not sure.
No.
I know what
right.
it takes. I know the moxie and the gumption that it takes to win at this level of football. When you're going up against your greatest shot, even though he's probably going to be around 75%, I'll still take a 75% Mahomes. I said last show, 75% Mahomes over, you know, motherfucking Mike Glennon. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that any day. Any day. And twice on Sunday. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that to say this. Will we take some kind of change that's been long overdue? Fucking right we will. But just knowing how the cookie crumbles when it comes to this country and its relationship with us, it's hard for me to believe that's going to happen. Like, that dramatically, that makes a statement. You know what I mean? Like, something that dramatic, that's well-deserved, but long overdue. You know what I mean? But, you know, again, I digress. I tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see you go first, me personally, or what I'd like to see on the table for approval is these motherfucking student loans. Cancel them shits.
Oh, yeah.
Cancel them. I mean, just hit control, alt, delete, nigga. Get all of that shit out of here for everybody. I don't give a fuck who is plagued by student loans. Get all of them out of here. Because that itself is probably a couple $1 trillion in debt that America is facing because of those numbers that's plaguing people. Shit is crazy. Shit is crazy because I know how much I got. I know how much I have. And I only went to 2 schools.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? In a 5.5 year period, I spanned 2 schools worth of, no, not even 5.5 years. It was about a 4.5 year of financial aid that I spanned over my college career.
Yeah, and I was up there.
I know what my grand total is to this day. Deontay Wilder, to this day. To this day. Cancel that shit, nigga. You want to impress me? Cancel that. And I say, oh yeah, these niggas is on to something. I think they figured it out how to get to the American people's heart. I think they figured it out. You know what I mean? But that's what that's what I'm looking for. What's going to be, like you said, the major play?
Sure.
You know, what's going to be the major play? When it's time to start making shit work. Anyway, we are going to take a abbreviated break. I got this quick Jadakiss freestyle I want to play real quick, and we're going to come right back on the other side of this. Jovi, you didn't tell us what's the first thing you want to see happen. You just told us what they started doing. I want to know, since we know that you make your decisions based on how it's going to benefit you. You've been very consistent with that, and when we start talking about voting and shit like that and why we do and who we go for, what's the determining factor. So you've been very transparent on that. If you fit my narrative, you get my vote. So being that we're here now, let's see what fits your narrative on the other side. And we're going to talk about that pardon list too. We jumped off the page the most on that pardon list. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Don't get scared, niggas is fake, but it's a lot of real shit out here.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm doing a bit out here.
Uh-huh.
The industry is just like mid-state.
Ooh.
You bullshitting everyone around you consider the inmate.
Yo.
Little dudes wanna be kissing. Believe that if Big was alive, a lot of shit'd be different.
Yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
Back in effect. Thermal on, hoodie with the gat in the vest.
Let's go.
De Niro gotta sit for a minute and
Big.
Get money from the inside while me and Luke spit for a minute. And I'd rather move haze cause the powder's dirty.
Uh-huh.
And I see D-Block in the power 30.
Feel.
But I might put dust on the street or hit dust on the bleep. Use the car so they don't fuck with the Jeep.
Woo.
Cause I'm on the money train till the rails is gone.
Yeah.
It's for the niggas in the box with Chuck Taylor's
hold
on.
Hold down, baby.
Niggas feel kids, bullets for kids hard. Feel Jada just cause he invented the slick talk.
Come on, come on.
Use your house inside of your car. Bottom line, nigga, ain't nobody hotter than you are.
No,
I swear. Plus my own well. Give you poison and spring water and I won't tell. Walk with me coming next. Me and Hood to follow. Bring it back to 87. Hit the hood with bottles. Love a boy, you just stay with your bitch. Fuck rap, I make a car charger for the two-way and get rich. If you ain't worth killing, I fear you and thin slice you. The fact that I'm back don't matter, I've been nicer. Try to let y'all eat while I was doing some shows. Laundry ass niggas, y'all can start doing some loads. Why you wanna pump and y'all can start moving some old. As soon as you fuck up a pack. I'ma fuck up your back. Double clipping, you slam the gun, fuck up the Mac.
Come on,
charge in the booth the way I fuck up the track.
Let's go.
All my jerseys clean, but fuck up the hat. D block motherfucker, what's fucking with that? One.
Zomaha, you're on.
Sorry, I didn't realize my phone was on mute.
You know me,
I
this my phone on mute.
Yep, sorry. Yep. 8:46 in the Midwest, 9:46 on the East Coast. Transmitting live from Mars is the name of the show. Get with the team. The team is led by DNS, that they can say. That's why we call them that. Otherwise, we wouldn't call them that. Toby P holding it down in the Mid-Atlantic. I myself, figure it out. Midwest Z, Omaha. But the question was posed before the break there. Some of these pardons, and then what would everyone like to see? I can say this is what I'd like to see. If you're going to say it, do it. I'm done with that. Now, for some of these pardons, Lord have mercy. All I'm saying is, why Kodak Black? Why did he get a pass over so many other people that probably did this?
Boosie bought him.
Like, what's the
call? Why C. Murda ain't get a pardon? Boosie, man,
well,
shit at it.
They weren't on the Trump train.
Facts.
Oh, that's right.
That's a fact. You got to think about that, right? I knew that's why Wayne was doing that shit, and that's why he had to sell his masters too. But the only way you're going to get out of this shit, nigga, we need that music, you know what I'm saying? And we need you to go out front and say you like them. Do that, and I got you. We was facing some numbers. We was facing some numbers.
That's because it's a repeat charge.
That's what I'm saying. He was facing some numbers.
Yes.
Feel me? So I knew what that was. That was a straight move right there. Like, you know, I'm trying to get myself out of a jam move right there. Listen, that's what I was trying to tell people before. Like, y'all niggas don't understand why some of these niggas is doing that, because they know the kind of dude Trump is. Like, you know, you give him little props, he will, you know. He know he rich. He'll pay for something for you. You know what I mean? Give him some credibility in the black community. He'll pay for something for you. That's how they do. You know what I mean? They know money. Money talks. They know money talks. And that's been his approach.
And the dude,
ever since you know him,
the other one that I was confused, that I thought was in bad favor was the Lewandowski guy. So Google's information on self-driving vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First of all, he was caught red-handed. Okay. Let's start there. Secondly, you gonna let this motherfucker out and just fuck the game up.
You know what I think? You know what? I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll just finish your point. I just had an epiphany. Go ahead, though.
But, I mean, all he's going to do is go and put the highest bid on the shit that's missing. Like, there's that piece that, you know, like Tesla's missing. There's that piece that Volvo, because, you know, Volvo has a self-driving vehicle now, too. Yeah. But there's a piece that's missing. This dude has all the information. The reason why he was locked up is because he wouldn't return it. So, all you have to do is become a fucking billionaire overnight. Watch. You watch. Well, go ahead, Steve. What was your theory?
There's a parallel I see with all of these type of individuals that he's pardoning. He shares some type of interest with, not interest like, I want to end on what you're doing, which is probably part of the conversation, too. But at the same time,
right,
they the same type of motherfucker he is. Because some of the shit that I was reading, there was a doctor that had some kind of scam where they was mad fraudulent bills to insurance companies so he can get kickbacks along with his other network of doctors that he had down with the whole scheme. Them niggas totaled,
yeah.
I want to say like 900, I don't know if it was a million or billion worth of phony bills that they accumulated because he knew how to work the system. 900 million of fraudulent bills that them niggas that he submitted. His office alone submitted. 900 million. That's the type of shit this nigga would do if he had the chance and couldn't get caught. He's releasing niggas that do the same shit he do. And he's probably forming a super team with these niggas to rape every kind of financial system that these niggas got put away for again, for all we know. They the same type of nigga he is. Kodak Black got some rape charges out against him and shit too. That nigga's a rapist too. Like,
yeah.
Finn, that's what I'm putting together. He let go a lot. I mean, and the Kwame Kirkpatrick out in the old Detroit mayor. Now, I know he did some wild shit while he was in the office. And again.
Now, what? Okay.
He that
that's
same type of nigga.
Random numbers.
What can he do? What can he do?
Random numbers up.
Yeah. He was suspended.
Yeah, okay, that guy, okay.
So it's like, that's the same type of shit this nigga would do. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm putting together. Maybe some were really random. Maybe some were, like, you know, out of the kindness of his heart for real. But the majority of the people who I'm seeing, their rap sheet, that they what they was put away for, I could see that nigga doing the same thing. Put him in that position.
Yo, he's supposed to do 28 years.
Yeah, commuted all of that shit.
He did 8. He didn't do the full. He didn't even do a full 8. Pause. He like 7 years and some change.
I'm just saying.
Mail fraud, wire fraud, racketeering.
Listen to the cast type of these individuals.
He's Trump's type of guy.
You know what's funny? Because in the book that his niece wrote, he talks about his favor. When I say him, Trump, his favor to the Gambino family, because at that time when he was building up his hotels and shit, they were who was ran that area. So he found favor in them, and he emulates them like to the key with the intimidation, with the just calling people out.
Yeah, that's what he thinks. This is a fucking movie, dog. This is a fucking
legit.
This is a fucking reality TV show. Like, I'm looking at some of these other people. Okay, this person, Albert Pirro Jr., convicted on conspiracy and tax evasion charges. That's that type of nigga right there. This nigga is another dude, Rick Renzi. Extortion, bribery, insurance fraud, money laundering, and racketeering in the public corruption case. Sounds that type of nigga to me. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know? So I don't know. Like I said, I just found that interesting. Now again, there's other people that you know, that got like dude Brian Simmons. Serving 5 years and 15 cents for nonviolent conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana. You know what I mean? Like, all right. You know, I guess I wasn't so heavyweight or whatever like that, but at the same time, you know, Donald Trump Jr. probably does manufacture marijuana for all we know. So, you know, probably guy he's going to go into business with later. But, like I said, it's just,
Dude, how are them fireworks right now? Can you see them?
Huh?
No.
Oh, you can't?
Nigga, you can't see nothing from Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Nigga in Wakanda, son. You got to remember.
I thought Wakanda was closer. I thought it was closer.
Wakanda's only close to Wakanda.
No.
That's it.
Oh.
One way in, one way out.
That's it. That is it.
Ain't that a bitch?
That
nigga lives in a cul-de-sac or a town. Okay.
Yeah, he does.
And you would love it.
He got that good suburban life.
He said I would love it.
It's a fact. I bet you would. Would you be trying to G. Gervin out this motherfucker every Saturday? With your,
oh, my
the,
God.
The pork roast and all this shit like that. You'd be, you know. You can go back
just
to cooking.
Side hustle, fam.
Nah, go back to cooking,
just
nigga.
Side hustle.
Go back to cooking.
Nah,
I
can't, man. I got beat up by that shit. I do it for fun now, and I get paid to do it. Like, it's on my terms. I'm not working on nobody else's terms on that line again.
Yeah. Well, that's always a good thing. You pull your own shots. But listen, yeah, 9:57. We'll take another quick break, and when we come back, I want to know. What do you think more about this whole? Because I want to dive into the little Wayne thing about selling the masses. Like, what kind of backlash do you think that may surface because of that? Is there gonna be backlash from everything? You know what I mean? Because he sold Drake then. Drake says, hold the commentary, Jovi.
I just want to be certain it wasn't just his masters.
Yeah, no, I was saying it was Drake and Nicki's too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know. And it was for light change too, nigga. It was a big number, but compared to what their music did in the past, 15 years, light change, nigga.
It's light.
Straight up. Light change. Shit was real light. Be right back, y'all.
Just like music. No worries, peace to keep Murray. Just like music. To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn. Just like music. To do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway. Doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Yeah. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Put me in the mood with my woman. Got me in the air saying sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth. No frontin', like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher. Universal language, it be the light. So open up, this is it. What the?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly all night. It's just a sensation.
Just word. Like music.
Music.
Happy day, get funky, just like you. Music makes the clouds
always be catchy.
Yo, that shit is so timeless right there, yo. That song right there, Eric Sermon has, like, he solidified himself in he just made one of those songs right there that you don't look for in every event you will go to that maybe like all inclusive event. If this would come on at an all inclusive event, this would find its place very well. Yeah, that's one of those songs that you can just play anywhere.
It aged very well.
It's kind of like summertime. You could play summertime in the dead of winter, any event, and it'll go over well. You know what I'm saying? This is one of those. It's just timeless. And hats off to you for having a hidden gem such as that song. So, Z, I take it you don't know that you didn't know the whole story about that. So yeah, so Wayne sold his masters, so all of Young Money's masters to Universal Records for the great price of $100 million. Like change, nigga. That's what I'm saying. Wayne, he had to pay them lawyer fees, and he had to figure out how the fuck he getting out of it. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Think about the timeline on this shit. You know what I'm saying? You see him with the picture, looking like he's being held by a ventriloquist in one picture. Then a couple of months later, this nigga sells his masters, and a month after that, he gets a pardon from all of the heat that he was about to have to deal with. So it just makes sense.
Gun charge in New York.
Yeah, it just makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but in the grand scheme of things, knowing the timeline, it sounds like it makes sense to me. So, I'm wondering how that frayed the relationship.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, how did that fray the relationship?
We're not done yet.
What?
Especially when there's a bunch of people talking about Mr. Kanye West. He released all his artists from their quote-unquote slave deals. Mm-hmm. So you got some people who just got their masters, and I understand industry-wide you're probably looking at it like, oh, he's a rapper. This guy who was a rapper, he gave his guys their masters back because for what it's worth, the majors aren't really the majors like that anymore because independent, everybody understands and everybody – you can kind of cut out the middleman now as far as an independent artist. You look at quality control music. That's Cardi and Migos and all of them. I'm pretty sure, I don't know the full structure of that deal, but they're independent. So they're saying a whole lot more money than Drake because Drake, his money goes through three different labels.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to ask. I was just going to ask that. So is he not on his own label? Is he still under Young Money?
Yeah, but is it? But Young Money
so
is
he
under
has
Cash
his own
Money.
Imprint.
Say what?
His own imprint, but it's still under Young Money.
Right. And there's a Young Money still under Cash Money.
And Cash Money signed Universal.
Young Universal. That's exactly how it goes. So he just recycled the money right back into the pot, basically.
Oh boy.
He's getting niggas back their money. Mhm. So I'm wondering how
that is after he just got his freedom.
Mhm. Right from Birdman, exactly. 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 Sold them niggas straight off. But I'm just like, so my thing is, I'm wondering how the relationship is going to be frayed, or what's going to come from this. Would you understand?
He doesn't care. He's a free man. He doesn't care.
But would you understand if you was Drake or Nicki? Would you understand? If
no.
And we're speaking all hypothetical. if that was the case, if he had to sell, you know, his masters and for the lawyer fees and everything we're saying is accurate, because, you know, granted, all this is just, you know, merely assumption at this point. You know, we're just trying to connect the dots. But granted those dots connect in that fashion, and you're Drake and Nicki, and either you knew about this or you found out about it because you knew what he had to do in order to get his family. And that's your man that put you in the position that you are right now. If it wasn't for this dude, y'all niggas wouldn't be the rock stars that y'all are, for real. And he had to do that to make sure that he stayed free.
Yeah, but, okay, so there's a level of responsibility.
You know what I mean?
There's a certain level of responsibility that Wayne needs to take on himself. We'll start there. Outside of that, if there was a sit down and they had it all figured out, okay, then that's different. But if it's blindsided, there's no sympathy on that. I don't care what you did for me. You could have put me on, but then you're gonna go around and pull the carpet from underneath me. What the fuck is that? Just because you.
I mean, but y'all
paper?
Good though. Drake and Nicki good. Ain't like they losing money. It's just cut into their long term money now. Not like they losing it.
Well, then they are losing money. At the end of the day, they are losing. It may not be directly, and they can obviously venture off and do other things to recoup that. But the fact remains, you know, like I said, if it was discussed, that's one thing. If it wasn't discussed, then nah, ain't nobody trying to hear that. Cause you fucked up. Get out of here. We all know people like that, trying to take you down for something they did. Like, nigga, I didn't do that. You did that. What you looking at me for?
Well, he's saying I need
no
more money. Water for
no,
me
I ain't got
to
no
be.
Bail money.
I'm just saying, if you ain't got bail money, that's what I got to do. And you got to be okay with all right. that.
Oh, I do?
I'm going to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Do it.
Nigga, I'm going to do it regardless. I'm just trying to give you the common courtesy. And that's what's about to go down, whether you like it or not. It ain't nothing personal.
That's called strong arm. That ain't no common courtesy. That's called strong arm.
Yo, fam, that's like saying...
Nigga, they're mine.
Nigga, that's like saying... like it's kind of like the Red and Devo situation, nigga. Like, it's kind of like it's both ours, but we'll just keep it at my house. So if it's my bike, nigga, I should be able to do what I want with it. Fuck what you say you want to do with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I hear you.
Like, I'm gonna tell you what to do with what I own. I wish you would.
Right.
Mm.
I wish you would.
I don't know. Just something to look at. Just perspective.
How do you feel about it? I saw
the writing on the wall. I knew it had something to do with that from the jump because he caught that charge way before that picture came out. You know what I'm saying? And we know Wayne likes to pander to that side anyways. When he had that lad with that space that he was on something. We had someone spaced out interview with some lady from MTV, I think it was, or something like that. We was talking about he on CEO, but there's no racism or none of that shit like that because he's still, you know, that savior, the white cop that saved his life. It's hard for him to go against that or whatever. I guess it's he has loyalty issues. So be it. But for you to come out and say some egregious shit like that, that just let us know what the mental state where you were at that point in time. And so nothing surprised me no more after that. So that's why when I saw that, I heard he got the charge, and then I see that, and then I hear he sells meth. I said, this nigga, he's trying to get it. He's doing whatever he can to not go back to jail. Like that's all I saw. And then the party came out. I said, oh, yeah, that's right in line. Right in line with what the timeline was giving me to believe. Right in line. So whether I knew or not, whether he told me or not, I should say, if I was Drake and Nicki, I wouldn't be surprised. Would I be fucked up over him, at him over that shit? Probably, especially if he didn't tell me about it. But at the end of the day, I would expect something like this. I would have expected it. But I'm pretty sure they either knew before it was going to happen, either he told them or they found out before it was happening. The only way it would be really fucked up is if they found out the way we did on social media. That'd be the only way it would be really fucked up. But I know they camp is tight enough that somebody got to talking and it was buzzing. And I'm pretty sure it came to the forefront prior to that happening. Or else we probably would have seen them make a reaction to it. You know what I'm saying? Publicly. You know how like Nikki likes to do, because she thinks she's, you know, Queen Bee, Little Kim and shit like that. So you know she'll get on there and start talking her shit. You know what I'm saying? And for her not to come out saying nothing about it, I'm pretty sure she knew something about it.
So
that's Cardi B's.
I find the irony.
Find the irony.
So the irony in all of this is the fact that we're talking about this. So Drake's new album is rumored to drop Friday. This album that no one knew was going to be released. It was, you know, they've been talking about this album for at least a year now. Wayne sells the masters now all of a sudden.
That shit got pushed back.
His album comes out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Nikki's back in the lab. She just had a kid. So,
right.
You know, kudos to her on that. She just
right.
had her daughter. And,
She's
in the lab.
Yeah, niggas gotta get back to work.
Cause Drake was supposed to drop on Friday, right? At like midnight or some shit.
Yeah. Supposed to.
Word.
Yeah. Niggas gotta get back to work now.
Yeah. Sage excited. Sage said he got the pre-order. He gonna rock his OVO T-shirt.
Nigga, please.
Oh wow.
He's an October Scorpio. Them niggas is weird. October Scorpios are different.
Wow.
Real Scorpio bloodline is November Scorpios. I'm sorry, but it's a fact.
Okay.
Real Scorpio bloodline is November.
Well, I feel the same way about, so late May Geminis are different than early June Geminis, which is also different than a late June Gemini. So there's three different Geminis, so I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yeah, so October Scorpio is a little different, man. Like, you... I guess so, because they're dealing with a lot of leftover Libra, and Libras are really emotional people. You know what I'm saying? So it may be some spillover into that batch. But, you know, like I said, because the pure blood Scorpios are straight November babies, right? And like you want to get like the toughest run of like all the characteristics Scorpio, I would say in the first week and a half Scorpio, from like the first to like the 10th or the 11th or something like that. That's like true blue Scorpio. 13th. On or whatever like that, you got some good characters in there, but after you get past like the 13th into like the 20s, the early late teens, early 20s, that's another kind of split. So I know what you're saying, Tuzi, about the three types. It's the same way it's for me.
Yeah.
It's the same way it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so. That nigga there, that, you know, he can have that October Scorpio shit, nigga. Everybody, anybody knows Zodiac, knows real Scorpios, or the true blood Scorpios, November. But nah, I'm not excited about that shit. I wonder if he was gonna be crying on there the whole album, like he did last time. He had a whole side of just crying. Nigga was just crying the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The album was called Certified Lover Boy.
So like it's gonna have album A that's soft and album A that's softer type shit or whatever, like the album B, I mean, that's gonna be softer. If fuck out of here, nigga. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I ain't expecting that.
And Cooley going to be fucking
crazy. He might shoot a load in his pants when he finally gets the last download of the song. A nigga might cream on himself, nigga. Straight up.
Oh, my God.
That's a fact. He go hard for Drizzy. He go hard in the paint for that dude. That's his guy. But that's funny, though, how niggas were co-related, generational rappers to their generational sports stars. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that like Kobe, a lot of times like Wayne as they go. And niggas that like, LeBron, like Drake as they go or whatever like that. And, niggas that like Jordan was like, Jay-Z or Big or Nas or one of them as they go. You know what I'm saying? Like, the top artists go with the generation and shit like that. Because that shit crazy. Because the early 2000s, you had 50 Cent. And you still had, like, niggas like Allen Iverson out there that's making just as much noise as Kobe, mm-hmm. but doing it his own way. You know what I'm saying?
More brazen.
You know what I mean? So and then you had, like, niggas like Kanye. When niggas try to equate Kanye to Kobe, I didn't see that. I could.
So, completely unrelated, but I know you mentioned the 90s shit, and I know we're about to wrap up, so I need to. We're going to put this on a lighter note. So, as the generations have gone on, as of lately, the fashion has gone towards a more fitted look.
Right.
Now, considering that your era originated the baggy look.
Okay.
Are y'all niggas still doing the baggy look up top in New York?
Nah, hell no. Hell no. That baggy shit been played out.
I
haven't
seen
like,
some baggy niggas lately, B.
Well, them niggas is older
y'all
than me.
Y'all niggas just came
home. Nah. Them niggas is older than me. And Z's brother. The niggas is like Z's brother's age, still trying to stay cool. That's who you gonna see with baggy shit on. I'm telling you, cause like, and when I had to start getting out of my baggy phase, and I'm not even gonna lie, when I was teaching in D.C., the young niggas, the high school I was teaching in Capitol Heights.
Oh, that's cooking your ass.
Oh my God, I was like, okay, I get it, nigga. I'm waiting on my next check to go shopping. Get the fuck off my back. They was frying me in there when I came to work on Fridays. They was frying me in there, son. I was like, all right, I get it. I didn't know that this shit shifted like that. All right? I didn't know.
Hey, nigga. Oh, yeah, by high school, nigga, you got to be efficient. Like, I started learning how to fucking jump on niggas in, like, second grade, nigga. Like, so by high school, nigga,
oh, yeah.
I'm a cold sniper. Like,
no, absolutely no. I totally tip my hat to DC niggas when it comes to the jokes. Y'all niggas stay with jokes. I had no idea. I'm telling you, working in the school system in inner city DC really gave me an inside track on how y'all niggas is constructed out there in y'all area. And I fuck with it. Cause y'all no nonsense niggas that try to make light out of everything, and if you take it personal, fuck you, nigga, we could fight if you don't like it.
Facts.
And I like that shit about that. I said, okay, I can get with this. I can get with this. It's going to start off lighthearted, but don't get it twisted. That shit will turn from day to night like that, and I've seen it happen. And I said, oh, okay. That's how these niggas roll. They don't really... Y'all niggas don't really have too much of a bluff game like how New Yorkers do. Because a lot of us that is still get down, a lot of them still really don't want to all the time, so they're going to try to bluff you and talk you out of it. But if it got to go down, the guy, you know who the goons are or who the niggas that, are going to fight if they got put in that situation. You know niggas that just don't want that smoke. You're gonna have maybe that
mm-hmm.
crap. But we're just so used to talking shit all the time. That's going to come out first. before we got to figure out, oh, I got to get serious on this nigga. You know what I'm saying? We used to just trying to just back niggas off just off of this, off of the talk, off break, whether we win it or not. You know what I mean? But that median ground, I found that wasn't there in D.C. Either niggas is all jokes. Or it's all. I said, oh, okay.
It's on site.
It's on site, nigga. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, okay. I get it. That buffering speed, that buffer that comes into play sometimes, you can decide whether you want to fight or not in New York. They don't have that in D.C. What niggas talking about? Nigga, I'm a yeah. When a nigga say nigga, I'm a yeah. Oh yeah. All bets is off, nigga. Get ready. It's going to be some shit. When a nigga hit the I'm a what? Yeah, that shit get crazy. But niggas ain't rocking that shit up here no more. You know what I'm saying? I had to. You know, I had to really find a style of jeans that fits me, but it's not like jeggings. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's they're slim, but they're straight cut. You know what I'm saying? So it's still some give at the bottom when it meets my sneakers or my boots or whatever I'm wearing. You know what I mean? Like, it don't stop right at my ankle. Type shit to where you get what I'm saying?
You don't got to pause the hang the drag over on the jean. Nigga, I hate that shit. Son.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm not doing
look,
that. No
like
more.
Real bunchy.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Real
no
bunchy
more.
On the top
yeah.
of the shoe. That's
I don't do that no more. I don't do that no more. Like I said, but the shit meets right there. I got, you know, I like I said, I figured out my size of jeans with the perfect size for jeans that fits me. And so I just get those now. And, you know, see, you know, definitely the whole dynamic has shifted up here. Because everything is like, you know, slim fit or tight, for lack of a better term. I don't wear no tight shit. I wear slim fits. You know what I'm saying? Which keeps me in the gym. Because that shit... It hugs my shoulders the right way.
I mean,
it makes
sense for
any nigga. No, it ain't just any nigga.
I know,
but big niggas with stomachs need to know how to wear their clothes properly. Because you can't be a big nigga with a stomach and try to wear a tight shirt. Like,
oh nah.
And you know what I'm saying? And wear tight jeans too at the same time. Like, come on, fam. Like. Now you're playing yourself just trying to fit in. Like, you look worse than if you were wearing something that actually suits your size than you think. You know what I mean? Like, you look worse than
if
you think.
If you're a bigger dude and you wear slim fit pants, throw a hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be out there. No.
You need some balance. Yeah,
little,
you need some balance. You need some balance with the look.
Yeah.
You need some balance with the look. You need some balance with it. Absolutely. Nah, but definitely, though. Like, I started shifting the dynamic when I was out in D.C., because I was like, nah, these niggas ain't going to, young niggas going to cook me and cook a meat every week. I come to work on Dress Down Friday. No, sir. And then I was starting to get in the gym at that time, too. So, you know, I was gaining my weight right, and my shit was getting chiseled up. So I definitely started wearing more form-fitting shit around that time, too. You better believe it, nigga.
Oh, so that's when you transition from wiry fade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I started hitting the gym soon as the wife got pregnant with Isaac. Soon as she got pregnant, I was like, okay, it's go time now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to, you know, family. It's time to, I got to make sure everybody's protected, everybody's safe, everybody good. And give something for the kids to look up to on, you know, what an in shape individual looks like. That was my goal. Like, you know, I want to be set a standard. And that was my drive. Real shit. Mm. That was my drive. And 12 years later, I ain't slowed down yet. So, but anyway, that's it for tonight. I don't know how we got on that shit, but, you know, that's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Poland, Norway, Ecuador, or whatever it is. Who was it? I forgot. It was somebody in South America, fucking Jamaica, Bahamas, Mexico, Australia, Indonesia.
Yo,
the UK.
We beat a team ass from the Bahamas.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
them niggas don't play football. They play football, nigga. They play soccer. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But anyway,
they
we see you on Monday. We see you on Monday. Hopefully the Bills will be going to the Super Bowl on Monday's show. We going to see.
Or not.
We going to see. Or not. Whatever. We see you then. Peace.
Uh-huh. I did it again, nigga. Fucked up, right? I know what y'all niggas asking y'all show. You gonna ever fall off? No. A lot of speculation on the monies I've made, honeys I've slayed. How is he for real? Is that nigga really paid? Hustlers I've met or dealt with direct. Is it true he stayed in beef and slept with a tech? What's the position you hold? Can you really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck, but only a single going gold? Rockefeller shit foe, and you left out in the cold. Is it back to charging motherfuckers 11 for a hoe? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my roll, ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in LA with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is how bad you wanna know. Black. How we do? 98, Primo remix, it ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell, niggas been sniffing, jiggas still dipping, chrome on the way.